Hi all, Aaron Stein here. I want to give all of you a brief sneak preview of our newest members-only podcast, The Insider, where we go into far more depth with our authors about the articles that they write for the site. To become a member, go to www.waronthrocks.com/membership or click on the link below.
So I think there's several layers going on at the same time here. Generally speaking, there is some kind of a rapprochement going on between Saudi Arabia and Iran, famously brokered by China a few weeks ago. We can put aside the broader regional dimension of this, but I do have to say that I'm fairly cynical on that whole peace or reconciliation or rapprochement between Saudi and Iran. I don't see that going in an extremely harmonious direction. I think it's broadly, mostly a way to better manage their tension. There's a short-term alignment of interest between the two of them to tone down the rhetoric and the tension a bit. The question that's more interesting here is, what does that mean for Yemen? And the main point that the piece tries to make is to go against the certain optimism that you saw not only in Saudi media, but elsewhere too. When that Saudi-Iranian rapprochement was announced, when Saudi Houthi peace talks were announced, does this mean peace in Yemen? Is this good news for Yemen? And the article I wrote for War on the Rocks makes the very clear argument that no, it doesn't mean peace in Yemen. It doesn't mean good news.
Thank you for listening to this sneak preview of The Insider. To become a member, go to www.waronthrocks.com/membership.